It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Is it the year of the criminal in the state legislature? We'll get to a senator who thinks so in just a moment. But first, a bill that backs up that idea. Undocumented immigrants within 1 mile of a courthouse couldn't be arrested for being in the country illegally under a measure passed by the state legislature. Democrats pushed the legislation through the House and Senate despite strong objections from Republicans such as Senators Judy Warnick, Mike Padden, Jim Honeyford, Phil Fortunato, and Democrat Tim Sheldon.
I'm going to read from an email from Garth Dano, the prosecuting attorney from Grant County. Grant County faces real and major problems with undocumented people committing both minor and major crimes, including murder. Grant County needs the assistance of federal immigration personnel to identify and arrest undocumented convicted criminal and previously deported undocumented people. We've had two awful murders. One was a woman and the other was a deputy. This bill will make it easier for those folks, those criminals, to stay in my district and not be arrested.
I think we ought to be focused a little more on victims and on the general public and promoting cooperation between federal and state and local law enforcement. And with this bill, we're going the opposite direction. I just don't understand why we want to make it so difficult for federal and state law enforcement to cooperate for the good of all our citizens.
I'm a little confused on this bill. We've had newspaper articles and TV articles about the problems around the King County Courthouse with the homeless and others there that are shooting drugs and doing other things there.
This is not a good approach to protecting anyone. It doesn't protect our citizens. It doesn't protect the undocumented community by allowing these people to return that community. The undocumented community are the primary victims of undocumented people that are committing crimes.
I've had the great fortune to have a sister that just retired as a Superior Court judge after 25 years and a brother that's now retired that was a federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. We here in the state of Washington don't need to pass a bill that undermines authority of the courts and undermines the authority of our elected sheriffs and police chiefs. And I notice that this bill certainly is opposed by the Washington Association of Police and Sheriffs and others. So I just can't imagine that our citizens, the citizens in my district especially, who I represent, would feel good about this bill at all. Public safety is most important, and I think we are passing a bill here that undermines our criminal justice system. It's based on cooperation, and we want all agencies to cooperate. And I think this really sends a strong message that the state of Washington does not support law enforcement.
Senator Doug Erickson says this bill is just one example of what seems to be a troubling movement in Olympia.
I have to say this is a piece of legislation that seems a bit confusing. When people get elected office, and really the role of government in general, are some fundamentals in terms of what we're supposed to do. Keep the trains running on time. Try to build an infrastructure system for highways and roads that people can utilize. And really, I think one of the most fundamental aspects that people elect folks to do in Olympia is keep our community safe. And that's why during this legislative session, I've been amazed day after day as the majority party seems to be taking up legislation that places the rights of the criminal in front of the rights of the victim. And this is just strange to me. Why in this legislative body we would have greater sympathy for the person that commits the crime than for the person that suffers from the crime that's committed. It's a strange pathway we're going down this legislative year. When we do things like change the language from a person who's in jail to a person who's currently experiencing incarceration, well, what does that even mean? And that's right out of Newspeak Dictionary number 10, in terms of the language that's being changed here in Olympia to try to coddle the criminal while at the same time having no concern for the person who's being shot on the streets of downtown Seattle. I mean, the crimes that are being committed at courthouses where they have to close gates and doors to be able to get inside the courthouse because there's too much criminal activity. And now saying we can't enforce the laws, and we're saying if that person is arrested, they're going to be a person who's experiencing incarceration, not a criminal. When a person is getting mugged or shot or robbed, they do not describe themselves as a person who is currently experiencing the act of robbery. This is just crazy language that we're somehow trying to use to coddle the criminal. To me, it is absolutely amazing when you think about this. And what legislation like this does, it protects criminal illegals. And that's the intent of this legislation. And I don't know what community in Washington State is made more safe by preventing federal law enforcement agents from removing criminal illegals from our state. What's the purpose? What agenda is being served? What's the intent of a piece of legislation like this that goes down this pathway here in Washington State? So during this legislative session, I have just been shocked at the priorities of the majority party when it comes to keeping the public safe. I guess it goes ebbs and flows. It's a sine curve in terms of how the legislature treats these types of activities. And right now we are at a low where we are definitely putting the rights and views, I guess when you say rights, putting the people who commit crimes above those who suffer from the crime. And what's amazing to me also is that this legislation comes from the people who live in Seattle and in King County area, where you have stores like Bartels that are closing their stores because of the robberies, where they refuse to even enforce, you know, theft anymore at these stores. They tell their employees, don't bother trying to stop a person who is robbing your store, just let them take the stuff. Let's put the people and the victims first and stop putting the criminal illegals first in Washington State.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.